Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we are broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you, and everything is coming in twos today. It's also a goth beat episode. Which is, I was trying to save it for next week, because next week's like the week before Halloween and all that good stuff, because I'm pulling it up on the calendar, and oh my goodness, I looked at the calendar, and we are about to have 3 weeks of goth beat here in a row on Oh No Radio, I just realized, because my show is on Halloween. I guess welcome to week one of three of Goth Beat coming at you from Oh No Radio. This was a surprise to me as much as it was a surprise to you folks. I'm very happy for this turn of events because as I'm like 7 months away from entering my fourth decade, I'm still a goth kid at heart. And Vancouver's got a lot of really great dark music, a lot of spooky stuff, and we're going to be playing a bunch of that on today's show. We're going to be kicking things off with a lot of brand new music. There is new music from Ringfinger, Total Chroma, Dollhead, Maddie Duncan, and the Golden Age of Wrestling out in the world, and we're going to be playing that music for you today here. First off, we're going to be playing some brand new Ringfinger from their latest release, the album In a Black Frame, just came out last week, and we're going to be playing two tracks off of that on today's show. The first one is Upon Acres, and following that is the track The Veil of Night. And let's get to it, because I got a little excited there about the whole goth beat thing happening 3 weeks in a row, and I think it's time we listen to some jams.
Crowds of
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And on today's show, we are doing a Goth Beat episode. Welcome to 3 weeks of Goth Beat. This is week one of Goth Beat for us. And the last, well, first before we get to the music, what is Goth Beat? Well, that's when I play goth music. Pretty self-explanatory. And the first two tracks we listened to were the latest ones from Ringfinger from their latest album. It's called In a Black Frame, and it is coming to you from Negative Gain Productions. And they're going to be doing their album release party at the Vault on October 20th. So Ringfinger is going to be playing along with Total Chroma, Prophet Prison all the way from Seattle, Dark Recollection, and Dark Tunes are going to be spun all night by The Parish. And it's also going to be featuring photo and projections from Vancouver photographer Annalisa Longoria. And it's a celebration of the release of her new website documenting all of her fantastic music, all of her fantastic imagery from capturing that within the dark music scene here in town. Speaking of Total Chroma, they just released a brand new album called Lapland. That one is also on Negative Gain Productions, and we're going to be playing two tracks off of that one for you. The first one is going to be Black Moon, and following that is going to be Mind in Stasis featuring Kara Lee. And so, yeah, we got a double theme today. Everything's being played in twos for some reason. I don't really know why I came up with that theme on top of the goth beat theme. I think I was thinking of, like, the creepy twins from The Shining. And it didn't go much deeper than that. But, hey, music in twos. Anyways, up next, Total Chroma.
This is Bird Note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Joey KS here. You are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you. It is a goth beat episode. It's featuring a whole bunch of brand new dark music from town. And also, everything is in twos today because that seemed creepy to me when programming the show because I was thinking about the twins from The Shining, and they're kind of creepy. Anyways, the last two tracks we listened to were Total Chroma's Black Moon and Mind in Stasis. Those are both from the artist's latest release, Lapland. That full-length release just came out last week, and they are going to be supporting Ringfinger at their album release party this October 20th at The Vault. And it's going to be a double album release party. How exciting is that? Very. The answer is very. Anyways, up next, we got some brand new music from Dollhead. This release caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it. The last album they put out was over 10 years ago. But anyways, now back at you in 2023, Dollhead has provided us with the album Sunshine and Rainbows. And we're going to be playing two tracks off of that one for you. The first track is Terror, and following that is House of Mirrors. Ah!